This is an RNIB talking book.
The ghost now standing on platform one, Phantoms of the Railway in Fact and Fiction, edited by Richard Payton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The ghost now standing on platform one. Phantoms of the Railway in Fact and Fiction. Introduction. When a winter dusk falls over the gorge that used to carry the railway lines through the small, picturesque Humberside village of Little Wheaton, there is definitely a feeling of something rather strange in the air. Not so many years ago, trains on the Hull to Barnsley line ran through this gorge cut from the chalk hills, some of them stopping at the Victorian railway station just beyond a bridge that still carries people and vehicles in and out of the village. Today, the line itself is no more. The rails and sleepers have been removed, and the railway station is a stylish and unusual family home. Occasionally, a walker can be seen strolling where the track once ran, stopping sometimes to look up at the towering chalk cliffs, draped here and there by green foliage and wild plants. And if a sudden squall of rain strikes, there are few better places to seek shelter than under the soot-stained arch of the bridge. On winter evenings, however, Little Wheaton is not the place for the faint-hearted. For, so the locals say, a ghost train can be heard steaming through the gorge on certain dark nights. Although no one in the village will admit to having seen this...